The following program was previously recorded. It's time for Live and Local. Live from the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Appreciate you joining me today. Oh boy, we've got another one at the Omaha Community Playhouse. It's called Once. This show has won 8 Tony Awards and has also picked up an Oscar along the way. And with me are two of the actors who make this happen. Jay Hansen is Guy and Melissa King is Girl. You're thinking, what, they're just in the background? No, they actually are the story of the show. Welcome, both of you.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate you coming in here today. Now, Melissa, let's start with you. Can you tell us just kind of a bit of a synopsis of the show without giving away any of the big secrets?
It is a little tough to give a synopsis without giving away too much. Here's my elevator pitch for you. I like to say that this show is all about human connection and the role that art plays in human connection and how all those things can really change a person irrevocably, regardless of how long or short a connection might be. It's really about the story of our two characters meeting, and it doesn't take place over very many days, but their connection really grows and changes them both, I think, in a really drastic way, even in the short amount of time.
That was a great pitch. I'm actually reaching for my checkbook now to write a check.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm glad you gave her that question. So that was really good. Yeah.
Well, I was just going to say, Jay, did she get it right?
Oh, she did, definitely. it is. It's a human connection is the basis of it, you know, and we play a couple of musicians. I'm a street musician, and we meet on the street, and we move forward from there.
Sure.
And without ruining the story.
Sure.
Right.
No, understood. Yeah. In the synopsis that I read, there's specific ethnicities mentioned. Does that does that have a bearing on your characters? The fact that your character is Irish and her character is a Czech immigrant.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 You're going to hear a lot of accents in this show. And I do think it plays an interesting part. The immigration plays an interesting part in the story as well.
Now there's music in this as well. And I want to get to the music in a moment. But with respect to working on the accents, and I direct this question to both of you, and one of you can pick who answers it first, but I'd like to hear from both of you on it, because it's two very different accents. Did that help you pick up the music of the native language?
That's a great question. Irish definitely has a melody to it. Mm-hmm. And so we've had a wonderful dialogue coach, Caitlin McClincy, who has helped me immensely because like a British accent I can do all day long.
Sure.
The Irish was just different enough where I was like, okay, this is going to be tricky. But with her help and watching several Irish films, that's how they
films,
say it.
Films, that's right. Don't leave that L out.
That has helped immensely for me.
Sure.
But I think the pacing of the two languages is also interesting in the play. Irish is very quick.
Sure.
Czech is not as quick.
Did you by chance go to Quiet Man, the John Ford, John Wayne Barry Fitzgerald Quiet Man? That you should see that. It's a great Irish movie. I watch it every St. Paddy's Day.
Okay. Yeah, you're giving us like extra homework.
Okay. This is awesome. Good. What about the Czech language? And Jak se máš, by the way.
It's really, really interesting. I've never done anything really even in the universe of Czechoslovakian as an accent before, and I've done a number of accents as an actor. Probably the closest I've ever gotten is French. Uh-huh. So you kind of build forward from there. Caitlin's been immensely helpful and just invaluable, really, to have an extra ear to listen to it. And there's a couple of songs in this show, too, that bleed into those cultural styles, which is very interesting. That's a fun way to play.
And I'm guessing it's helpful in establishing your character's pace and tempo
very much.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's just wonderful. Whether it's a song of yours or somebody else's, and I'll start with you, Jay, favorite song to either watch or do?
Oh, boy, that's... It almost changes daily. I hate to, but it does. The song that I was least familiar with was a song called Sleeping, and currently it is my favorite.
Okay.
The song that I had to learn for the audition was called When Your Mind's Made Up, and that was my I was just blown away by that, but it has been replaced by Sleeping now.
That's awesome. Melissa, how about you?
Jay already knows the answer to this because I feel like I tell him about weekly. Jay sings a song called Say It To Me Now in the middle of a very not emotional moment, but it's a very emotional song, and it's beautifully done.
That's fantastic. That's Jay Hansen and Melissa King. They play Guy and Girl in Once, which opens February 28th. If you're looking for information on this show or anything that's happening at the Omaha Community Playhouse, you can go to omahaplayhouse.com. Break a leg, both of you. It's been a delight
Thank you.
Spend a little time with you. NPR continues here on KIOS FM, Omaha Public Radio.